This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The city of Denver is extending a pilot program that gives people experiencing homelessness direct cash for another 6 months. The Denver Basic Income Project started in April of last year. It's paid for by the city, Colorado Trust, and private donors. And the program is partnering with the University of Denver to measure its success. So far, data shows that homelessness and food insecurity among those who receive the payments have decreased, while shelter and employment rates increased. A United Nations panel is meeting at the University of Colorado Boulder this week to discuss indigenous populations across the globe and their relationships with greening economies. CPR's Pablo Chaceta has more.
The conference is being attended by academic experts, tribal leaders, and UN ambassadors. Discussions will center on low-carbon, resource-efficient economies and whether indigenous tribes are being included in those efforts. Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart said it was historic to see the panel come to Colorado, a state with ties to at least 48 tribal nations.
Usually they hold it in different countries. Mainly the United Nations is held in Geneva, Switzerland, or New York. But today we have the honor to have them come here to Colorado, to the Ute people's Aboriginal lands.
The group will publish a report that includes recommendations for policymakers sometime after the session ends on Thursday. I'm Pablo Chaceta, CPR News.
A backcountry snowboarder was killed in an avalanche southwest of Telluride this week. It marks the first avalanche death of this season, according to state officials. Much of the state is currently under moderate to considerable avalanche risk. Avalanches can be easily triggered on slopes 30 degrees or steeper, and those avalanches can run a long distance even on flat surfaces. 11 people died in avalanches last season. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.